Thousands of Syrian refugees poured into Turkey after a violent government takeover of a town in northwestern Syria this weekend. Security forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad brutally attacked rebels in Jisr al-Shagur 5 days after the regime says 120 government troops were killed. According to the Syrian state TV, the security forces were intended to, and this is a quote, purify the town from members of armed groups, end quote. Foreign journalists have not been allowed into Syria before this, but the Syrian government did invite a very small group of reporters to travel up north with the army. Joining us this morning, Bassem Emrui, Beirut correspondent for the Associated Press. One of his colleagues is actually part of that group of reporters traveling with the Syrian military. Bassem, have you gotten any reports back on what your reporter is seeing?
Well, today there haven't been much developments. The town of Jisr al-Shughur is under full control of the military. But this came after a day of intense fighting between the army and deserters who were in town. Early Sunday morning, the town came under heavy bombardment, and then troops started advancing, and by late afternoon, it was under full control of the city. Now, residents in the city who fled told us that many people have left, and our correspondent saw most of the shops were closed, the streets were empty, and few people who stayed behind came out in the street and talked to the reporters and thanked the army for coming in, saying that they came to rescue them from gunmen.
Which supports this story of the Syrian state TV that it was armed gunmen who shot down 120 soldiers there. Also with us right now is Amer Olazam, an assistant professor of Middle East history and anthropology, expert on Syria at Shawnee State University in Ohio. And Ami, I understand that you actually attended a meeting of the Syrian opposition that occurred in Turkey yesterday. What is that conversation like?
What was the conference like, or
the conversation among the opposition at this point?
Well, obviously the opposition disputes many of the facts that have been presented by the government side, by the regime side. The whole story of the armed gangs is actually what set off much of this, much of the events in Jisr al-Shughur. It was when they entered the town the first time, and you had a breakaway of the army. The army split, and a number of officers decided that they weren't willing to participate. In fact, I've just recently started to hear rumors that one of the reasons why they refused to participate or these issues have been arising is that there have been incidences of rape. Now, this is totally unconfirmed, and this is just beginning to come out. These are hearsay. I'm beginning to hear snippets of this out there amongst various web blogs and so on and so forth. But it seems that some of the people talking that this might have been a major factor in fact, encouraging these soldiers to split off.
All right. That's Amer Almazam. Sorry to interrupt you. That's Amer Almazam, professor of Middle East history and anthropology at Shawnee State University in Ohio. Let me check that with Bassem Emrui, a Beirut correspondent for the Associated Press. Have you, as your correspondent there in Syria, heard these same rumors or accusations?
Well, our correspondent in Jisr al-Shughur yesterday was allowed to speak with a man who claimed that he took part in raping four women, and he said that they raped them and they chopped off their heads, but he didn't say why they did it, and the government now apparently is going to send him back to Damascus and put him on trial.
But the government introduced your correspondent to this man to speak with him?
Yeah, because this man was said to have been detained yesterday in Jisr al-Shughur, and he confessed to the troops that he carried out these acts, and they brought him forward to the reporters and they talked to him. Now, the interesting thing is that he also told the reporters that he took part in last week's killing of security members, and he took the troops to a place where he said they buried several security members, and where our reporters saw the mass grave, and he saw 10 people in military uniform who were like their bodies were beginning to decompose.
So they'd been dead for some time. That's Amer Al-Azam, Assistant Professor of Middle East History and Anthropology at Shawnee State University in Ohio. That's Bassem Emure, Beirut correspondent for the Associated Press. But Amer Al-Azam, are you a supporter of the opposition in Syria?
I am. And like I said, from our perspective, this is probably all stage managed. I mean, obviously, without independent corroboration of what's going on, it's very hard. But our sources, the people we've talked to, the actual residents who have fled from the city, all contradict this statement. In fact, we know that when the soldiers first entered Jisr Shuhur, this was last week, a split occurred within the army units and the breakaway group. Then there was a firefight, and they elected to stay. Now, I believe yesterday on Al Jazeera, one of the individuals who broke away actually said that they would be staying in the city to carry out rear guard action against the advancing regime troops in order to give time for the local inhabitants to escape either to Turkey or up to the hills. And that's why. And that individual who was captured, if he is one of those individuals who was captured, you know, obviously forced to repeat a story that he had been told he had to repeat on the news to the local, you know, regime media and select guests, as you started off by saying.
That's Amer Al-Azam, Assistant Professor of Middle East History and Anthropology, expert on Syria at Shawnee State University in Ohio. And Bassem Emure also joined us, Beirut correspondent for the Associated Press. One last quick question for you, Bassem. Is your reporter there in Syria saying that he's restricted, choreographed in who he can speak to?
No, but actually what's happening with our reporter is that he's accompanying the troops. And, of course, they take them to see whatever they want them to see. Right. And, I mean, what the troops want them to see. And the other thing is that when they go out and talk to people in the town, they talk.
That's Bassem Emure, Beirut correspondent for the Associated Press. He has one of his colleagues there, a part of that small group of reporters traveling with the Syrian military.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.